Worshipful brethren, brethren all, welcome to Freemasonry in 7 minutes or less.
Welcome to the third part of the spiritual course for Freemasons. Over to you, Brother Angel.
Thank you very much. Today, I would like to suggest to brethren that they look for guest speakers to visit the lodge, either during harmony or make it a special occasion at the weekend or something like that, and ask to hear other people's spiritual experiences and journeys. So I'm thinking particularly, spiritual leaders, but it can also be people from churches, mosques, or synagogues. And outside the mainstream, there are other people who have very interesting spiritual experiences. For example, there may be tarot readers. You may have spiritual people who give spiritual readings. And these people have a lot of experience in spiritual things, and they would probably give very interesting talks. When you approach them, it would be a good idea to prepare a pamphlet or something explaining Freemasonry, because most people really don't understand it very well. And you could put something like, you know, we're a group of people who are interested in the spiritual and the philosophical and alchemical, and we're not a religious organization, but we do get involved in charitable works and things like this. So, you know, in a way that explains Freemasonry to a person who has no experience at all. And when you visit them, you know, say, this is who we are. And because most people, they often see Freemasonry, the lodge in the some back street in the town. It's rather like a black hole. They don't want to get sucked in, so they cross the street when you walk down that road. You know, it's a very strange attitude, but it's only because they don't know. And I think it'd be interesting to invite these people from different experiences and philosophical traditions and start a dialogue. So as an individual, you can visit a tarot reader or someone like that, and just say, I'm interested. For example, you go to a church, because in England every town has a church, and say, please tell me about the spiritual aspects of Christianity. You know, what does it mean, and how does it affect me, and how does it affect you, and what's it, you know, how has it changed your life, etc. As an individual, as a group, you could invite somebody to a pub and have a talk with them, three or four people together, and ask them questions. And as a lodge, you probably want to have something a little bit more structured. Probably, as I mentioned, during harmony, during what we call the festive board, or at a weekend. You might even have, if you're brave enough, you could have a round table, have a person from a mosque, a synagogue, and from a church at the same time. And I think in that situation, you may want to prepare questions from the brethren so that they feel that they're in a intellectual stimulating situation, and they're not there to get berated or accused or whatever. They're there because people want to know more. So this is on a spiritual path. We all have our own roads. We're all different roads leading up the same mountain, and it's good to understand the bigger picture, what other people are thinking, because we're in this course, we're still in the early days of of finding what interests you and what you want to learn about. And the course will get deeper and deeper as we go on. So this is inviting guest speakers or listening to other perspectives about the spiritual. This is starting point, and it's lesson three.
Excellent. Excellent. I think it's important to hear other people's points of view and other traditions. You never have the full perspective. And if you don't meet other people, then you're not going to understand or hear other points of view. And it is in the spirit of the lodge.
Yes.
Very much is in the spirit of the lodge.
Yes. And you could also explain, you know, that, you know, we have an altar in the middle or at one end of the lodge, depending on your setup, and on the altar at any one time, we may have five or six holy books from different religions, because we're not a religious organization, but we understand the importance of it. So it could be interesting. Yes, and it doesn't cost much. You know, it's a couple of drinks, some coffee, biscuits, tea. Yep. It just needs a bit of organization.
Good stuff. Excellent. Well, thank you for that, Brother Anshul. And that draws part three to a close. If you have any questions, please email us on the link below. We now part on the square, and we'll meet soon. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.